Welcome, Couch Cat crew. We are here. Delayed monotone, hello. We're here in the Discord. We're doing our chill kickback podcast scene. It's been a while since I've been on the podcast. It's probably been 20 episodes, what you said, in our take three or something like that. I'm joined here with Alan.
Hello.
You say hello. He said hi. Hello. The delayed monotone.
Dude, it's what I'm known for.
But yeah, this kickback, we're really just going to be talking about our gaming community. What's going on in the gaming news? What has piqued our interest? What kind of like, I don't know, what would you say? It's just chilling.
Yeah, just kick on back. On a couch. In wish theory, I had a beer. I mean? Just take a break from, you know.
Oh, I got my bourbon ready.
Just having a chill conversation about gaming in general.
Yeah, and the community's joining us here in Discord, so it's not just us two. So we'll be sitting here chatting, having a good time, maybe some laughs. Who knows?
Well, I hope we have some laughs.
Cue the laugh. Cue the damn laugh.
Where's our soundboard?
Yeah, where do you go? Ha, 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 with the clapping also at the same time.
In this episode, Alan and Brandon are just ranting about random
Yeah, there
stuff.
We go.
Hope you're safe for the journey.
We got it in the chat. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. I guess I can kick it off with one of the first few things that and a clap emoji, but one of the first few things that I want to get to, and that was VR.
Yes. Dude, I've actually had a lot of conversations with my coworker recently about VR.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of VR are you guys talking
about? He has the Oculus Quest, and he has it with him. So, like, we're probably going to go set it up in the ping pong room that we have and just play it.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
Because we're at the end of our, you know, our time. So it's just like, yeah, well, why not just play some VR? But, like, we've had, like, full in-depth conversations about it, but yeah.
Man, I'm about to get into some VR, some Quest 2. I requested it for my birthday, which is in the near future. So, who knows? Maybe some videos of the good old Oculus Quest. So, I mean, Quest 2. It's good. I think it's a good
intro.
Is that
the newest
like,
Quest
into VR,
line, or is that the current one?
Yeah, the newest Quest. Yeah, it's like the wireless. Kind of like where it can also hook up to your desktop.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the Rift, the Oculus Rift is supposed to be the desktop version, but they came out, because Facebook owns Oculus, for those who don't know, they came out with a new line of the Quest 2 to see how it can, like, virtually connect with your desktop. It's called Virtual Desktop, and you're able to control those games, and then also it's able to be standalone at the same time. So it's both world.
So does it use when it's standalone or when it's connected with the computer, your gaming rig? Does it like use more power? Like does it draw power from the gaming rig to be able to play better games, or is it just like standalone?
Oh,
like,
I have no
that?
Idea. That's a good question.
Because I don't know too much about VR. I just know I want to get into it.
Oh, yeah, I don't know much either. I have no idea. I just know that Quest 2 is like. For the cost that you pay it for,
it's how much is it?
So the 64 gigabyte one is $299, and you can get the 256 gigabyte one, which is $399.
Wow, that's like a price for like a either.
This is not a plug. I am not sponsored by Oculus/Facebook at all. But you know, if they want to sponsor me, I will play VR for the rest of my life.
No, it's not a bad price for what it has. Like that's either like, you know,
yeah,
equivalent
I mean,
to a Switch or Xbox or PlayStation or something.
Yeah, I mean its competitors are also like the PlayStation VR. Which I think its controllers are just kind of that's just me. And then the top of the line is that which H5 whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
I don't even know how
yeah,
you pronounce
five.
It.
Nice.
The yeah. five, yeah. It's because it has, like, the finger tracking ones. I think it's called the Index. Correct me if I'm wrong, people, but it, like, tracks your fingers. As Oculus, it does, but not the controllers do. But it's, like, the cameras. They can track your hands. but the actual controllers itself on the Vive can, depending on which one you get, like if you buy the base version, obviously it's not going to, but if you buy the Index package that they have, then you get that controllers, or you spend like 200 something bucks for just the controllers, which I think is insane, because like for almost the same price I can buy a whole VR headset from Oculus. But whatever, I don't know much about the market.
Yeah,
what about you guys in the chat? You guys you guys ever thought about VR? Do you guys have VR at all? No.
Catching wants it.
I want VR. Yeah. He wants some VR.
Yeah.
I think VR chat's pretty cool. You just get chat with random people.
I'm broke, yeah. I'm dude, broke. That's life. Yeah, dude, I like talking to my my coworker, like he has a lot of fun with it for like a bunch of different things. Like first he likes playing the first person shooter. He has some first person shooter game that he has. And you know, you have the both controllers, one for each hand, and then you're ducking and diving and stuff, and this dude was former military, so he's like living the, you know, his former past self, right? Like having fun with that. And then he said like it's very realistic too. Like he's, you know, he's like, oh shit, like I'm back into it, like back in the military mindset or something. So I thought that was interesting. But he said what he really likes to do is there's this game or just like this app, I guess, or something, where it takes the Google Earth, you know, where like you could go on like Google and like pull up a specific spot and like you could, you know, walk through it, or like Google Maps or whatever, something like that. But like it's a 3D software, so you could walk through a town to see what it's like. And he went in.
That is actually,
and before
really cool.
Actually going to visit a location in like in real life, he went and visited in VR, so he knew the different locations, was able to walk around and be familiar with the town. I thought,
but how updated is that map?
It was up to date. He said like he felt very familiar in where he was going and knew where to go for the different locations that he wanted to get to, which is insane to me. Like holy shit, right? Like,
yeah, that actually is like you can explore a lot. There's people who would take naps with the VR headsets because you could put yourself like next to the beach. And I find that insane. But, you know, hey, you might have spent $15,000 on your PC there, dude. Man. But, oh, 15,000. I said 15,000.
Yeah, that's
if
a
you
lot
spent
more.
$15,000 on your PC, you got ripped off. But if you 1500, yeah, that's that type of computer is what you need. As long as it wasn't like all aesthetic spending, but it was more like components. Oh, 360? Yeah. You definitely needed a really good graphics card to run VR. You need a pretty good computer if you want to do the desktop games. Because I know like one game that I'm super excited to do VR in is a game that we've recently been playing a lot of. I wouldn't say recently, for a while have been playing a lot of, but Phasmophobia.
Yes.
That in VR would be absolutely insane because I'm not scared of it anymore. Now it's like I just don't want to die because I don't want to lose everything.
Dude.
But like I think in VR, it's like me walking around. I'd be like, oh, screw this. You know what I mean?
Did you, especially like you turn off the lights, you know, in your house or something, and have this big area.
And the radio, your radio, walkie-talkies are on your body. And then like you actually have to pull out the tools and stuff instead of like scroll wheel through.
Yeah. And did you see one of the updates on Phasmophobia? He programmed it so if you have haptic feedback on, like if you have the top of the line VR stuff.
Oh, the like the
hands.
Yeah,
like the ghost could grab you.
I know what you're talking about. Or the suit.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah. Like, could you imagine like playing a game and you just feel like a ghost grabbing you or something? Oh my god.
Yeah. Or touching you. Because they have those like body suits. That's freaking just straight up.
Yeah.
Touching. Like, I saw, was it on YouTube I was watching? Because I've been looking up VR because I'm like, okay, if I do get VR, you know, like, what am I going to play? Like, I need to see what is out there before I even request.
Yeah.
I would probably want to play VR. But it's like, there's a lot of videos out there. It's like, oh, I wore the haptic bodysuit and let people touch me. And I'm like, that's weird. I don't want people to touch me. I'm like, you guys are freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Quest 2 is definitely so good for the price. Yeah, we definitely. I agree with that statement.
I'm excited for like when you know in those expos where you see the like the treadmills, the 360 treadmills where you can run around while playing VR and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for when that becomes
where
like
it's
a
like the
easily
any direction.
omnidirectional or whatever pads that you could run on. I'm excited for when that becomes like a regular consumer purchase that you could get. Dude, I'd have a room
to be
solely for
VR. I
don't
think we're too far off. I think they're making strides
with
VR
absolutely.
Right now. So I want to be surprised if the treadmill starts coming into more effect because they're trying to figure out how to make it more cost efficient.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So then one, they probably make more profit from the beginning and then they can streamline their supply chain process from there.
Dude, I don't care if like I'm 80
years
old.
We say it take a while. Yeah. We say we take a while, but we moved from freaking brick phones to touchscreen phones really, really fast. And the amount of time, like technology improvement in society these days has just exponentially increased. It's getting faster and faster and faster and faster. So I don't know. It could be in the next 10 years. This could be flying cars, please. Yeah, the hoverboard, you know, that was promised in what year was it? From Back to the Future?
Wasn't it just recently?
Yeah, it was recently because we hit the year and everyone's like, where's the hoverboards?
Shows how good our pop culture references are.
I know. I'm terrible. I'm terrible. I mean, I love movies and I do consider myself a little bit of a movie guru in a sense, at least compared to my wife. But
yeah, dude,
that's my gist on VR, man. That's just my excitement.
I think
I just,
it'd be even cooler.
Until I get it, I'm going to be excited.
It'd be even cooler if, like, if we have, like, shock feedback in games for, like, the haptic suit stuff. Like, if you get shot in, like, a first-person shooter, like, the suit will shock you a little bit. So it's not just like a, oh, yeah, cool, I got hit. Doink. Okay, yep. It's like, ow, fuck, I don't want to get shot again. You know, like, make it a little realistic.
Yeah, but it's just nowadays, the liability.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, the liability,
you
though.
You just
gotta,
you know, figure
just,
it
like,
out.
Ridiculous.
Sure. But.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely. I do agree. But there's a video where some guy, he's pretty big on YouTube, where he just did a bunch of different videos of how he can, like, make the suit hurt him. So, like, every time he got, like, hit with something, like, it would vibrate sandpaper on his skin. And I was like,
who would ever want to do that? That's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you get, why don't you combine the technology of, you know how a bunch of guys will try that, like, go into labor?
Yeah, the
technology that they strap up to their stomach. What
muscles.
If you combine that with, like, a suit?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's just, like, for the daring, the daring people out there, the daring gamers who want to push the envelope.
Yeah.
Here you go, you weirdos.
Yeah, that's a good one. If people like to read books out here, there's a great series called Awaken Online, and it's all about VR and living in that lifestyle. Where, like, it's more advanced than what we will probably see in our lifetime because they, like, put on a helmet and then it syncs to their brainwaves or something. I can't remember. Your consciousness
about.
Goes into like a VR session or something like that.
Yeah, like you're like uploading your conscious in a way, and then you go into that world. That's I don't know if anyone's watching. It's not a plug or anything. But on Netflix, it's called Black Mirror, I believe it is. There's this thing where he like goes into a game and he's like the owner of it, and then they fight him. They fight back against him because he's kind of like abuses the characters in the virtual world. But he gets, like, locked in. Or you have, like, on Amazon Prime, there's that TV show called Upload, where they, like, instead of, like, going, like, the sense of, like, heaven is, like, a virtual kind of, like, retirement home. Like, there's no retirement except for, like, when you die. It's kind of like a retirement, and you're in this virtual world.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I just want VR GTA 5. That's all I want. I mean, I just want GTA 5 to be like, hey, we came out with VR portion. Skyrim has it, right? So if Skyrim has it, why can't fucking GTA 5 have it? I mean, freaking have it because I want to go around,
yeah.
You know? I want to go around and steal cars and parachute off a mountain. Like, you know, I want to ride a bike and then a mountain lion chase me. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That would be.
But what about you? What's one of your latest interests?
Dude, I've been getting back into Pokemon again. Pokemon. You know, for those who don't know, I grew up on Pokemon, right? My very first video game was Pokemon Yellow, I believe, or maybe Blue or Red. We ended up having all of them, but like, dude, I played all the games up until 3DS, and then stopped because I never got a 3DS, and then now I have a Switch. I'm playing Pokemon Shield because Shield is better than Sword, but dude, I've been playing a lot about it.
I got Sword.
I've been enjoying it so much. It's been great, and I played the game a lot, right? And I never got the DLC because by that point I moved on. But I've got a lot of free time now.
Sword and Shield came out with the DLC.
Yeah, they came out with Isle of Armor and I forget the other name. But it's one DLC, one purchase for like basically two different locations on the game. And it expands the amount of Pokemon in the game and the different, I call them quests, if you will. So like in the Isle of Armor, you find this this training dojo, and you basically do these tasks to get this legendary Pokemon named Kubfu, and then go from there. But it's been freaking great. It's been a lot of fun. Been catching Pokemon new and old again. It's great. And just recently, Nintendo or Pokemon announced that they're going to come out with Pokemon Diamond and Pearl remakes. So it's Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl or something like that.
Oh, I know what you're talking. Yeah, because you had Diamond and I had Pearl.
Yeah, dude. We used to play the shit out of that game. Oh, my God. I can't wait to play it again. I know it's going to be like a hard grind compared to Shield. Because Pokemon Shield, you know, like all Pokemon share EXP and stuff like that. So it was probably the easiest Pokemon game I played. And maybe it's because I also grew up and I have a little bit more brain power. I don't know.
I feel like Pokemon got easier. I mean, maybe it was easy from the beginning, but I felt like Pokemon just kind of just, I don't know. It's not as exciting.
That's fair. Yeah.
Anymore, I guess.
That's why, as much fun as I am having with Pokemon Shield, I feel like it does like die off pretty easily. Like I destroyed all the gym leaders. I, you know, wrecked like the whatever league it was or whatever it is, pretty easily. And like usually like I would struggle in those games to do that. But and so this is the first time like I've actually actively tried to collect all the Pokemon and complete my Pokédex ever. Like first time before another game comes out. But like I'm so excited for Pokemon Brilliant Diamond because it's going to be that hard grind. It's going to be that familiar Pokemon that we grew up on, and it's going to be so much fun. Like I can't wait.
Man, I remember in Pearl, I probably spent like, I don't know, maybe it was like a month trying to put honey on a tree or something like that, and then get like what was that thing, like the pincer type of Pokemon to land on the tree so that I could collect it, because I was like the one Pokemon I could not get. It was pissing me off. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, and so they announced the Pokemon Diamond and Pearl remakes, and then they also announced Pokemon Arceus, Arceus, or whatever it is. It almost looks like...
it was that... it's like the big, like, god Pokemon, whatever. The ultimate Pokemon.
Well, it's a game, though, where it's like Legend of Zelda. But for Pokemon, like it's a free range. Like it showed him like just walking around, you know, like a MMO, like just walking around and stuff like that, and throwing Pokeballs at Pokemon and stuff. Which I think is going to be great. It's not like your typical, you know, run into the grass and find a Pokemon, like or whatever. Like it's like a almost like an MMO, just running around with Pokemon, which I cannot wait for.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. So. That's been my thing.
And Keeban, yes, this podcast is about anything and everything. We talk about Pokemon. We talk about VR so far, right? Maybe there'll be a Pokemon VR, combine both. And then right now, chat has been kind of going into this whole thing of if you get stuck in VR and where they want to be stuck.
And some anime stuff.
Yeah, some anime stuff, which is kind of like the world of what trying to like, I think they were making a reference to something that you said, Alan, with the helmet, putting it on and putting your subconscious or your consciousness into a VR world.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about being hit by a truck.
All right.
I'm not going to repeat that. Right. I'm not going to repeat that. Freaking weirdos. We're gonna keep continuing on Pokemon.
But
so where you left off? Sorry, I hopped it, cut you off there. But you were talking about like walking into the grass. But now when you walk into the grass, like you can see the wild Pokemon moving.
Right.
In the grass,
yeah.
And you just like have to dodge them.
It's freaking like it's. So it's here. Let me read the description for this new game that's coming out, because I am so fucking pumped. Okay. It's a brand new game from Game Freak that blends action and exploration with RPG roots of the Pokemon series. Explore natural expanses to catch Pokemon, learning their behavior, sneaking up, throwing a well-aimed Pokeball. You can also toss the Pokeball containing your ally Pokemon near a wild Pokemon to seamlessly enter battle. This new angle on Pokemon gameplay will deliver immersive personal experience brought to life both by Pokemon and humans. So it's basically like, it's like a, you know, almost like just an MMO, just running around with Pokemon. And you could throw them out in battle and stuff like that. It's pretty freaking cool. Highly recommend watching the trailer. It's amazing. And just, I can't wait. I don't like the idea of just like, you know, running up to a Pokemon and throwing a Pokeball at it. But it's cool that you could, you know, throw your own Pokemon at it to start a fight, which is awesome. So, I don't know. Yeah. It's what I always dreamed about.
The only Pokemon game I played was Go. Pokemon Go.
Oh, man.
That was fun for probably, what, the first month?
Yeah, and then it got annoying.
And then it kind of just like, I don't know. I was kind of done. Like, I did a little bit probably like a year ago. It was probably the first time I ever played Pokemon Go, because Pokemon Go came out when I broke my phone, and then I had a really crappy old phone for a while. Until, you know, you get that upgrade, and then I upgraded, and then I just never touched it because it kind of died off. And then for some reason, my coworker got me into it, and I was like, oh God, here we go. And the next thing you know, you go on lunch, and then you're trying to fucking catch a Pokemon, and you're like, did I just spend my lunch trying to catch a Pokemon?
Yeah,
it's
I mean, it was good to get people out. It's a cool concept. You know, doing things in real life.
Yeah.
And exercising and stuff, but yeah. I think it just became kind of annoying after a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Gotcha, you played Diamond, Ruby, Sword, Eevee. I don't know what Y is.
Pokemon,
I guess that's
X and Y. I think it was on a 3DS or something. Yeah, it was the whole 3DS time.
Man, they're trying to come up with any names, right?
Yeah, that whole 3DS time was... I missed it. I heard that Black and White or Black and White 2, maybe, I don't know, were supposed to be like the best ever, but I'm never going to buy a 3DS. Oh. So,
I think the best thing ever was when Pearl and Diamond, you were able to hook up to the Wii and then actually battle with your Pokemon with other people.
Yeah.
Do you remember doing that? That was cool.
Yeah. That was... Yeah, so I'm just... Every time a new Pokemon game gets announced or I play it, like, I feel like I'm a kid again, you know, going back in time.
Yeah.
Playing all of them. I mean, first generation on.
I don't know. I was hanging out with our cousin's kid. I mean, I wasn't hanging out with them, but I was hanging out with our cousin, and their kids were like, oh, let me show you my Pokemon cards, since they got someone pulled up Pokemon or something like that. And I was like, okay. Cool. And then I was looking through and like, do you know this one? I was like, yeah, I know it. God dang it. Like, I didn't want to admit it, but like, I was like, yeah, I know it. Well, like most of the Pokemon they're showing me didn't change.
Right.
There's only like one or two I didn't know. And the rest, like, they're still using the same Pokemon. So it kind of makes me go like, hey, are you just changing out the legendary
Pokemon? No, there's like over 800 and some Pokemon now. Like, there's an insane amount compared to like, you know, first gen, first few games or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm still rocking that Bulbasaur, so I don't care.
Yeah, I think he always did. I always switch between Squirtle and Charmander, or Umiya refers to water or fire because it's, the starter Pokemon change constantly.
Yeah,
but I think I always liked the fire one. The fire one was always the best, even though it was like the hardest one to start with. I feel like because the rock Pokemon.
Yep.
The rock gym I think was like the second one.
I think it's first.
At least in the early yeah, games. And then it goes to water. Yeah, like I think I remember, I forget how it moved, but if anyone in the chat wants to correct it, but it was usually like water was somewhat easier in the beginning until you reach the grass, but like grass always like had a pretty good start, or a pretty neutral start, but then fire was always just getting crapped on. I know that fire was also pretty easy with all of the Pokemon when you're walking through, because you always had to walk through some type of like jungle or a grass biome type of Pokemon area all the time.
Yeah.
I felt like...
Dude, I will say, for someone who needs to have all his Pokemon at the same level all the time, yeah. Like Pokemon Shield and being able to level up all your Pokemon at the same time is freaking phenomenal to me. Because I would sit in the old games and just grind against Pokemon to level up all my Pokemon to the same level. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to get, you know, to level 25 to fight this gym leader or whatever. All the Pokemon have to be level 25 instead of just doing that one Pokemon who's going to slay everyone. So. But.
Well, I mean, hey, it'll never go away.
Yeah.
That's like the one game that will never disappear.
I hope not.
Yeah, and then especially the cards, how they're just like boosting value, they'll never go away.
Yeah.
But moving on to the next thing, I guess that we could talk about is the virtual expos, because you know how the global pandemic has taken over everyone's lives, especially across the country and the world. Well, so E3 is announced to be a virtual one, and it will begin June 12th on a Saturday. And it will end on Tuesday, June 15th. I was like, you know, I was hitting up Ryan and Alan. I was like, hey, man, let's go to one of these expos or something. Like, let's do a video or a vlog of us going and post it on our YouTube. You know, maybe hit up Discord people and be like, hey, yo, let's meet up. We're going to be at this expo or conference. Like, everyone hit it up. But I guess we'll have to wait until they start doing in-person ones and this pandemic goes away and calms down after vaccinations, you know, blah, 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 moving on with life. But, I think I'm going to, since it's virtual, hopefully you don't have to pay to watch it, cause that'd be kind of stupid, but I still would love to attend the virtually. I think it'd be pretty fun, especially Ubisoft coming out with a bunch
Wilbur
of stuff.
Wilbur has a great idea, or hoping it is, having E3 like as a virtual space. So if you have VR, you could actually go into it. That would be a good way for them to make money. Hey, $5, you could, you know, put on your VR shit and hook up to our map, if you will, and go walk the VR E3.
That would be awesome. And then you can, like, it's like a VR chat world, you know, where everyone could like talk about it, and then you have like permissions and stuff where to like get through this area and see this expo. I mean, of course they're going to nickel and dime everyone, but you know, like for a business standpoint that I'm, you know, usually accustomed to, it's like this, that's a great opportunity.
That would be insane.
Somebody needs to hire you,
that
man.
That would be insane.
That's a golden idea, a deal right there, especially with COVID. You never have to worry about it. You can have more people attend. You can have a bigger world, faster way to get to, kind of like, I guess you could say presentations, I guess you know, like how they had Keanu Reeves go out there and present Cyberpunk. But I think that was at PAX. I don't think it was at E3.
Yeah, like you could have several different instances of E3 going on at one time. Wow, that would, yeah.
Yeah, you could.
That would be crazy.
Regionally, but then everyone actually, it's like regional rooms of E3 that E3 coordinators and all run. But then you have like certain... around the country, which is like the same like presentations of Ubisoft where you just go and tend to sit down, because you know how you can like watch like movie theaters and YouTube videos in VR, sit down and like choose what you want. Like if someone actually was projecting, like, hey, we're live right now, and it's like on like a stage and stuff, but everyone's like sitting down in like the rows, and that'd be really cool. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be freaking insane. I will say though, like,
we're gonna have to blow up this podcast just so they can hear this idea.
Yeah. We are now Wilbur's representatives, and we have a great idea.
Yeah,
for him.
I'm gonna be your manager.
Yeah.
Only great ideas come from this podcast.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it was
brainstorming, baby.
I will say though, like, I've only gone to one expo or convention, if you will. I went. My fiance and I, like, he used to go to a bunch. And then when we moved in together, we were like, hey, let's go to, you know, an expo. Like, and so we looked like the closest one to us, and we found PAX South was probably going to be the closest to us. And we're like, you know what? Screw it. On a whim, we're just like, we're going to go. So we traveled there and went to PAX South. I guess it would be 2 years now, because I don't think they did 2020, and the 2021 just happened, I think. So going to that was freaking cool. There's so many.
Did they actually just – did they have one?
I they canceled one. They did. It was supposed to be in January, I think, and canceled it, if I remember correctly, which is kind of a bummer, because when I went, that was the first time I've ever went to anything like that. We just, like, walked up, and then people were like, hey, we don't want our passes anymore. We're willing to sell it to you for a cheaper price. We were just like, hell yeah. So like everything was just like, our luck was working out properly. We just kind of showed up and was like, let's go explore. And it was cool. We were able to go hang out, and it was amazing. Like, there's so many different things you could do and all that. Like, it was so cool. Like, it was like all these different card games, all these different board games you could play, like literally sit down and just play these games, and you could also buy them and stuff, you know. There's like tournaments for video games and stuff, and like people like doing talks and stuff. It was freaking cool, and I felt like a kid in a candy shop, and I wish we could go back to that and just be able to roam.
Well, I'm about to freaking like, I'm about to tweet towards E3 and be like, hey, and to Ubisoft, what are we doing? VR exists. Virtual chat rooms exist. You just have to get some there's some great people in VR out there that can put this whole thing together. You get a team. I mean, there's so many unique things that have been created inside VR. Like, there's a bunch of people out there that are constantly doing it themselves. So it's not like you can't find the talent. Like, you can put this on easily.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to go back to those conventions.
What about you? I know. One day it'll happen. But you got anything else that has been
on your mind? So I'll do some of the input that we got people put in. So Loch Ness has talked about how, like, because so if people first time listening to our podcast, again, this is one of our more relaxed, chilled out ones where we just come up with a few subjects and, you know, shoot the shit, enjoy ourselves, get to know everyone, whatever it may be. And we also like to ask for our community's input so, you know, we could have discussions and talk. We also do, you know, it live as well. But Loch Ness talked about how there's a bunch of free games from the Epic Store that she can't wait to play. Going back into Monster Hunter is another thing that she wants to do. And then she also brought up Gardic Telephone, which Orange Man, one of our mods in our Couch Cat Gaming Discord server, actually brought it up, and we played it a bunch, and it is a lot of fun. It's almost like like Telephone, but with art, right? So like, you in the beginning, you like, you know, people come up with a phrase like, you know, penguin with a tall hat on, and then the next person takes that phrase, draws it out, And then the next person gets the picture that was drawn and has to make the phrase from it, and then it keeps going back and forth until, all the it runs through all the people.
I've actually seen a video of that. Yeah, I've actually seen a video of that.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's really fun. And we're going to try to set up a game with all the community members, with all the couch cats, this weekend, and play some Gardic Telephone, because we always end up laughing and having a great time. Like, it's, I can't wait for that. Definitely something that, you know, if you guys want to, please join. You could play up to 30 people if you want to. That's, which is wild to me. So,
holy crap.
Plenty of room for anyone who wants to play with us and join. I think we should start making that like a weekend thing where we'll get a game and just start playing like that with everyone.
Yeah, or maybe we got to host like a Among Us. That's something that I've been wanting to do with the
community. Yeah, we could do that too.
So.
Yeah, and then Riker talked about Attack on Titan, which is by far one of the best animes out there. If you haven't seen it, you need to go watch it. I haven't seen season 4 yet. I haven't had time to sit down and watch it. But highly recommend that show. It's freaking fun. It's awesome. But he's talking about how there's supposed to be an in-depth game coming, which, if done well, I haven't heard about it yet, but if it's done well, like, that would be freaking exciting.
That reminds me of something recently that I've been watching since you just plugged a anime. Kenshi. Do you remember that?
Kenshi? Are you talking about the swordsman?
He's redhead. He's a samurai. Yeah. Yeah, it's on Hulu, and I was like, no way. I remember reading the comics to this, so I was like, I gotta watch it. So I'm like rewatching it, and I was like, wow, this is wild. It just brings back memories.
Yeah, it's on Hulu?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Hulu's got a pretty good selection of anime, I think. What's Hulu? Oh, you don't know who Hulu is? It's one of the top streaming apps. Someone in chat asked. I don't know. It's like a rival of Netflix and Disney Plus and Amazon Prime.
Yeah, or Netflix. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited. I love these, those big community games where we can play with a bunch of people, like Gardic Telephone. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Be checking that in the future. So someone asked, do you have an exact date on that? I remember seeing that.
We could shoot for tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. We're gonna make it a weekly thing now.
The Gardic Telephone?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We could we'll shoot for tomorrow. I'll make it. So people who not in our Discord, it's called Couch Cat Gaming. We'll have links to it we have links everywhere. It's on our Twitter, it's on our Instagram, it's in all our articles, we'll have it on the podcast, it's everywhere. But if you want to play games, hang out with a cool community, we're very active. Like, they're spamming off about garlic now, garlic bread, garlic telephones.
I don't even know.
They're hungry. Totally, it's very clear that the community is hungry. The couch cats
it's
need
dinner
food.
Time. What they're saying is, shut up. I need to go eat.
But yeah, by all means, join the server, and we play a bunch of games. We're very simple MMO heavy, but we still play other games. We stream. We have a lot of fun. And I'm super excited for Gardic Telephone.
Definitely.
I'll definitely put an announcement in the server about us playing it. Everyone is free to join. You don't have to have a mic for this game at all, which is great, because some of our people don't like to talk or don't have a mic, and we could have a chat. We always have a chat room in Discord, so they could talk through by typing, basically. So yeah.
Heck yeah. Well, yeah. Overall, make sure to check out. Alan probably already plugged this pretty good when he was talking about the Arctic. What is it again?
Gardic phone.
Gardic?
It's called, the real name is.
That's why they're saying garlic.
It's Gartic phone.
It's Gartic.
The telephone game.
Phone. Okay.
Yeah.
make sure that I didn't screw it up because they might have, I think they were thinking it was garlic. Yeah. But yeah, well, while you're plugging it, I mean, definitely hit, you know, make sure to check out our YouTube. We do have a lot of phasmophobia videos. We're hopefully to put some more simple MMO videos out. Also our podcast videos. Check us out on podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple, Google, pretty much anywhere that you can get your podcast.
We're everywhere.
Whatever app you like to use, we're on. Anchor.fm, we have our own little site. The website, our website is couchcatgaming.com. We also are on Twitter. We're also on Instagram, and that's couchcatgaming. You can find all those links if you want at couchcatgaming.com. Our podcast is also on there too. If, by all means, that you just want to do a one-stop shop and check everything out. But do you have anything else?
Yeah, just for...
For the crew, for the chat?
Just remember, we're affiliates now. We're poor people. You know, shameless plugs. We're Green Man Gaming affiliates and Amazon affiliates. We'll have the links down below as well. Appreciate all the support that everyone gives us. I think definitely. It's just like, we're having a lot of fun building this community together. I you know, I've got to say, like, hanging out with these dudes and females. Sorry. Dudes and dudettes on female... females, holy shit, my brain.
Dudes and dudettes.
Yeah, going back to the 90s. Hanging out with all the guys and girls, there we go, on the server, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm you know, we're gonna meet a lot of people and around the world, so it's pretty cool. Just hanging out, gaming, like, yeah, can't complain, you know. So appreciate everyone just being friendly and having fun.
Definitely, yeah. All right, we'll catch everyone into the next one. Thank you, chat, for being here. Thank you for everyone who's listening, whatever you're doing. If that is means you're jogging down the road, you're driving, or you're sipping on some bourbon like me, I hope you have a good one, and we'll see you in the next kickback or chill talk, whatever you want to call it.
All right, bye.